So today is FM radio focus day, and to be fair, well, it's just a deadline that I had to meet, but the meeting the declaration of the deadline was a lot of info, and it doesn't matter how many years I've been doing this shit, things evolve. Like, motherfuckers weren't using Google Meet and Zoom in 2013. I don't even know if Google Meet was useful in 2013. Anyway, it's useful now, so I'm trying to get my game up there. But there is several sheets and several screens, and I'm like, okay, I get this conceptually, but goddamn, there's too many fucking subtitles and boxes and categories and so on. Fucking goddamn. Anyway. Right now I'm knee deep in the South. Knee deep in the South, where there's virtually no buses. You know what I mean? Did I forget my lighter? Oh, come on, man. Come on. Lighter. Is there anything open right now? Gas station, I guess. Anyway, so I guess this part of the South, like when you go to Leitrim, you know, the part of like Greeley and shit that connects, where they have that big ass cop station that connects eventually to Barrhaven, Riverside South. They intend on putting a LRT there. Makes sense. Very underserved community. If you live down there, I mean, I know this is real local Ottawa shit, but if you live in Barrhaven and you wanna go to South Keys, if you ain't got a car, you gotta go take the bus all the way around through downtown only to come to South Keys an hour and a half, 2 hours later. It's fucked up. That's why I've always made a point to never live anywhere else except Downpatrick, Haringate, Greenboro, Billings Bridge, because I'm not dealing with that fucking bullshit of the suburbs. Do I have a kid? Yes, but I mean, I'm not like, you know, what's that show, Weeds? Little Boxes. I'm not sitting there like, oh, Little Boxes, so we gotta have that perfect picture, perfect fucking life. You know, with the white picket fence and the dogs and the so on. And then eventually start selling weed. No, I'm joking. But you know what I mean. Like, yeah, that picture perfect, that picturesque Ottawa life. First of all, this pandemic has lengthened and placed the goalpost has been moved. The goalpost has been moved. So the chances of a lot of us owning homes is impossible. So if you're smart, you try and find affordable rent in the city and not fuck with cars. Sorry to the new listeners who hear me swearing. Your man Clinton, turns out he listens to this. I'm surprised this listens to this show at all. I just go on rants. But in any case, those of you new listeners who are like, what the f- this guy's cursing too much. Hey, that's how it is. So, I would never in a million years, hold on, I gotta get the fucking lighter. One second. I would never in a million years I lost my train of thought. That tends to happen. What was I talking about? A million years, Lime Bank, Riverside South, O Train, fuck, I don't know. Well, I'm getting a lighter, so that's all that matters. And coffee. All right. Oh, yeah, no car. So, who the fuck would want a car and live in obscure places like Stittsville or Millennium? Millennium. Who the fuck is Millennium? All right. Can I have a lighter, please? Ah. I'll pay a debit.
Hey, no, boss. Buddy. Sorry, I got it one person at a time. Okay. He's got a one next one.
Thanks. Yeah. So, now I lost my train of thought again. Center, living in the center, no car, suburbs, while I live in Kanata or Stittsville or quote unquote Millennium. I moved back to Ottawa in 2012. I have yet to see what Millennium is. All I saw was a bus going to Millennium. What the fuck is Millennium? But in any case, you know, there's another one too. Millennium and Innovation. Like, who the fuck want to live out there? Nobody. Well, I guess people would move west, not east though. Definitely not east. The point I'm making is this. If you can stay center for a reasonable price, let me tell you something. I lived in a place for 5 years. It wasn't the hood. It wasn't ghetto. It could be better, of course. Everywhere could be better. But this place was $750, one bedroom. I couldn't fit a really good couch in there, but... Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Could I have... Extra large, 3 cream, 3 sweetener. That's it. 2:30. So, 7:50. About 2 blocks from Millions Bridge. You don't find that anywhere else. And you, I wouldn't move.
I don't think your debit card went.
Oh, I don't think I even tried. Okay.
There you go.
Thanks. Thank you.
This one? What is that?
You want me to do this one? So... Can I have a sleeve, please?
Oh, sleeve.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh. I can't unscrew it.
So where I lived was 8 sheep, 750. The place I moved into was 995 for two bedrooms. There's other buildings on the street that are more expensive, but that ain't the point. The point is I live near Heron Station, Billings Bridge. Heron Station is a 12-minute walk. Billings is 8. Even if it's minus 40 and you get off at Heron and walk back to my spot, it's still superior. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I'm sniffing, I don't have COVID. So, you have to think about these things. Even Southeast here, Bank and Home Club, like the Five Towers, that's a bit different because there's Old Trade and shit and there's South Keys. It's a lot. But I mean, the original genesis of this conversation, a tunnel down Bank Street. That's like one of the most brilliant ideas this fucking city has ever come up with. And I hope they don't fail. They do have 30 years. No, they have 30 years to figure that shit out. Start construction now. They won't, but they should. You know what I'm saying? Telling you, sorry, this zoned out. So I remember I had this. So I used to go to the Heron Road Community Center every day, and there was this bus driver from Montreal. And so I got talking with her. And I would stand in the front of the bus and talk to her. So she was telling me that her whole goal is like urban planning, like a master's in urban planning. And she's like, Ottawa ain't there yet. So what better way to get like practical skills or knowledge or whatever the fuck it is by being a bus driver in Ottawa? I'm like, that's a very specific goal, you know what I mean? It's very specific. But makes sense, because now look at it. Ottawa is too big. If Edmonton and Calgary can have LRTs, we should. And we have really critical points. I don't want to be complaining for fucking an hour, but I'm just saying. When Clinton hit me up, or Mr. Devo hit me up, and he's talking, you know, he's asking me about what I think about these things. I'm like, look, if anything, forget the rest of the stages. Bank Street should be the stage, the next stage. I know South Keys is the next stage, but after that, Bank Street. I know Shah Bedard and these people. I should go sit in on city council and see what they say. I say that all the time and I never do it. I should do it now. Anyway, nice talking to y'all. Good morning. Again. All right. Peace. So it's what, 4:48 in the morning, and I'm here philosophizing about the LRT that is 20 years down the line.
let me say this. We have a well-known, well-established, well-vocalized, well-publicized housing crisis. As it stands, the original O-Train was perfect for people with no fixed address to catch a nap or two. Just hop on at Greenboro, go to Bayview, do that route about six times, and there you go. There's your sleep. There's your nightly sleep. Now imagine, well, first of all, imagine the new LRT, all right? Going from Tunney's Pasture to Blair, or maybe there's something else beyond Blair, I don't remember. But same idea. Now imagine a light rail going from Stittsville to Millennium or wherever it is out east. There you go. You have plenty of opportunities for young people or old people, older people, I should say, to catch some Z's. All right. So these are some of the hidden benefits of an expansive LRT with minimum security. I'm not giving anybody any ideas. I'm not saying jack the security up. Not like they could afford it. Not like they want to dedicate resources to that. But that's what happens. That's something I think people who work in homeless fields or work with marginalized populations, we think about that. So that's just another 4 a.m. thought about the LRT.